And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we put it on wax.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Before we start recording, Jalen Rhodes said this is the most important podcast that we have done in 9 years. Jalen, you came in on your off day. Once again, we are dark this week. We had to talk about Kobe Bryant. We have to talk about the Kawhi Leonard video that changed everything. We have to predict the Super Bowl, get you ready for the biggest game of the year in the National Football League. And we have some special birthday surprises for you. Because Jalen Rose, tomorrow, you're probably listening to this on the day of Jalen Anthony's birth. Not only did the world get the greatest sports analyst of all time, a member of the Fab Five, founder of a school, but the name Jalen was brought into the lexicon. There's hundreds of thousands of people out there where January 30th changed their lives because the name Jalen started. Jalen, how you feeling on your birthday?
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate the love, and it's always gracious to get your flowers while you're able to see them and smell them and enjoy them. I appreciate that, and I called this the most important podcast that we've done in 9 years because I know people have gotten a chance to see glimpses of me discussing the late, great Kobe Bryant on Countdown and on Get Up, ESPN Radio, multiple ABC shows, Tamron Hall, Dateline, with Robin Roberts and Michael Strahan. But the most personal conversations happen with you and happen on this platform. And it's really surreal, and I'm literally heartbroken that a 42-year-old man and his 13-year-old daughter so tragically died. And why it's so important, and so many people throughout the landscape of whatever profession, not just sports or entertainment, just, you know, the magnitude sometimes when you're an icon like Kobe Bryant was, you have the opportunity to touch so many people. And when you come into the game so young, he got drafted when he was 17. He played in his first game when he was 18. He was the youngest to do it. Playing on the stage in Los Angeles, that's a story, franchise, and brand that won championships before him and will win championships after him. So that means when you have your time, you must deliver if you're going to become an all-time great. 5 championships, 18 all-star game appearances, 9 all-NBA defense. There are 3 guys that I've been on the floor with, and they were the best player on both ends. Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, and Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start off and you shoot the air balls like you did in Utah, you know, that's a moment of you know, really challenging yourself and your goals. From the rip, Jacoby, he was like, "I'm gonna be better than Jordan."
Yep.
that's not like a low standard. You know.
No.
You know how the great American philosopher David Jacoby. What do you say about expectations?
I always keep expectations as low as possible in all aspects of my life.
So just think about. He came out shooting from the moon right off the top. And once that happened in Utah, people then questioned if he was going to be that deal.
Mm-hmm.
he wasn't starting on his own squad with Nick Van Exel and Eddie Jones, but he started in an All-Star game. He wasn't even starting on his own team. And he started in an All-Star game. So
Jake,
you have Pierce. Go ahead, my brother.
So the question I wanted to ask you to sort of start this off is, like, we all experienced the shock. Because this wasn't like David Stern passing where we had some idea, we had some warning. We all experienced the shock. But now that we're 4 or 5 days separated from his sudden passing, how is your perspective about his life and his effect on your life and everyone changed over the past 4 or 5 days?
I haven't processed that he isn't here anymore. When I saw the TMZ report, like everyone else, I purposely told myself I wasn't going to text, call, or email anyone. And I literally, real spill, for some reason, ran away from sports in that moment, that 30-minute to an hour and a half period where time literally stopped for me. And I just cut it on CNN because they're going to report it safest and last because they need to make sure that they get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so initially when TMZ says it and people question, you know, their validity and their staying power. But now when they report something, it's 99% accurate.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases. And so I just turned it to CNN, Jacoby, and initially they were like, the accident took place. And then they were talking about the number of people that were on the plane. And then they were talking about the causes of why they felt it took place. But it created the buildup, and it allowed me not to really absorb the fact that it was happening. Because, and you know this, like that was my man.
Yeah.
You know, when he came, like the entire 20 years that he played in the league, I was living in L.A., as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Having a spot. So I get a chance to see all phases, off wax, and how it affects a community and the state and the game. And then it's a peer playing the game. And then it's somebody working in the media. My first finals was Lakers at Nets.
Yeah, Jay, one of the questions I wanted to ask you for this particular podcast is because I think a lot of people think that you and Kobe have like an adversarial relationship because you tried to injure his ankle in the finals and he scored 81 on you and people always joke about that online. But you and Kobe were actually very close. And you mentioned the off-wax stuff, like when he's not playing basketball, we all saw that aspect of his life. But what was he like? What was his behavior like? What were conversations with him like? What was he like when the cameras were off and it was just you're not on the floor, it was just the two of you guys together?
So here's what I appreciate, and you know, I wouldn't say this if I was on ABC, but I'll say it on this podcast. Like, he wasn't phony, and so many times in this industry, you don't meet people; you meet their representatives, and a lot of times they're just dealing with you to basically get accomplished what they want to get accomplished, and
yep.
Your happiness becomes a byproduct of if they're getting what they want. That's just how the game works. I'm not mad at the game. I love the game. It's done everything for me, but you have to analyze it for what it is if you're going to be successful at it. And to come in the game as young as he did, he had adversaries on his own team. When you're as determined and not shy about letting the world know what you want to get accomplished, you're going to rub some people the wrong way initially until you make them, like he did in game four at Indiana in the 2000 finals when Shaq fouls out in overtime. and he get ISO'd at the top of the floor, and Phil saying run the triangle, and that became the second birth of the Bermuda Triangle, as we used to call it in the league. You get a ball of MJ, or you get a ball of Kobe, and everybody move out the way. The media was calling it the triangle. In the locker room, we called it the Bermuda Triangle. That's literally what we used to call it. And he had his moment where made those couple of shots, put his palms to the ground, and did the get down the lay down motion. And you see people now doing that, LeBron James,
yep,
in moments, football players, like across the landscape of the game. When he said that he was going from high school to the league, he was the guy that said, take in my talents. He was the first dude to say that. That became like a catchphrase. And so for him to be this era's MJ off wax, all of the cliches that we see in our favorite Rocky movies, almost like you work hard 24/7, 365, and you never have fun, and you never enjoy your life, and you just have like the killer instinct, and you don't fraternize with the opponent, and you don't cheat the game, and you're the first one in, the last one to leave. Like, all of those cliches actually apply to him.
Mm.
Like, that was real for real. That wasn't phony. Like he came into the league, he wasn't old enough to drink and get it in. So we was kicking it. He was not. And so that make you step your game up. It's like, wait a minute, hold on. This dude making all of the sacrifices, and he more talented, and he athletic, taking a ball between his legs in dunk contest like 25 years ago. 20 years ago, like it's and so standing, like speaking at his basketball camp, and I appreciate the number of people, and it's funny how different aspects of your life affect people. And you know, I was taking a steam shower, and I was just grateful for how the 81 Olives clip has probably been one of the, if not the most shared thing that people have used since his untimely demise.
Yeah.
So a lot of people call that a commercial. It wasn't. You know this, Jacoby, because you was a part of it and you remember it. That was a part of a pilot that I did. And it pitched it to ABC before Netflix, before Hulu. And of course I would have took Grownish over that too. I sure would have, because that show was dope. I was in the room. I was like, so what are the options? Like, Black-ish doing a spinoff and it's called Grownish, and then us. I was like, oh, we're not gonna be able to do it. not gonna be able to do it. But so I hit him up, and we did the script. You know how the game works. You've been producing half of your life.
Of
it's like he's been playing basketball half of his life. You know, you send him the script, and you think the people going to go back and forth with you, or you feel like, you know, it's something they want to change. And, like, he's very much a neat freak and a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when he first saw it, he thought it was hilarious. He's like, done, and done.
Good.
Met straight downtown LA. Like, he took a helicopter that day. It took place at like 9 in the morning. He ain't get paid.
That's great.
You see what I'm saying? I didn't give him no cheese for the gas or for where to park the helicopter. All I did was send the script and told him what time, and he was there. That's love.
Amazing. So, Jay, now that we have a little bit of time away from his demise, and you see the people just sort of congregating outside of Staples Center, and it'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, Jalen Rose, the senior statue analyst, not just at ESPN, but in the world, how do we commemorate this man? Like, how is the league going to commemorate him? There's been suggestions of changing the logo You know, I mean, obviously there'll be a multiple statues across the league, retiring numbers. So if you know, I know Adam Silver, he watches this show twice. Listen, he watches the show twice, then listens to the podcast once on his way to work. If he calls your phone and says, "Jalen, I need your advice. What is the proper way for the league to commemorate the life of Kobe Bryant?" What would you tell him?
So, you know, I try not to be an extremist because certain terms for a sports context usually get overused, like superstar.
Yes.
I'm really cautious of how I use that term. So I've thought about this, and I grappled with it. And based on the tragedy and the circumstances of his untimely demise, and his 13-year-old daughter, Gigi.
Yeah.
And rest in peace to the other seven victims as well and to their families. Prayers to Vanessa. You know, unfortunately, their family woke up a day after the tragedy without a husband, without a father, without a sister, without a daughter. And I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I just can't imagine, you know, the anguish that goes into a circumstance where you're on a helicopter and you realize that it's facing the wrong direction. It's just really heartbreaking. So for the league, I think the proper way to celebrate his legacy, and again, I try not to be an extremist, but I think it works in this case. I don't feel NBA players should wear 24 or 8 anymore.
Yeah. I can see that.
First off.
I can see that.
Now, because of his greatness, I also felt like that about MJ. But anybody that's known me to do this job, and my first finals was 2002, Lakers and Nets. I've said that MJ was the original, and Kobe Bryant was the remix, baby. And he lived up to it. He lived up to it, Jacobs. So I would say, first off, nobody should wear 24 or 8. Second, there has to be some level of an award that the league yearly presents that acknowledges the player that embodies bringing it consistently all of the time.
Ooh, I like this. So like a Kobe Bryant sort of like recognition. Like Russell Westbrook would probably get it. You know, something like that?
Yes. Like the dude that goes the hardest, the most, the longest.
Yes.
24/7, 365 award.
Not the best player, but they hustle, they never load manage, they're there all the time, they practice hard. Like, the most committed to the game is the Kobe Bryant recipient.
Jacoby, we on this podcast for 9 years talk about and celebrate champagne and a campaign. Because we're human beings. And like you say, we don't celebrate enough.
It's also something that we have in common. We both have a passion for champagne and campaigning.
Right, right. And just think about this. Just being human beings and you want to enjoy life, and we all should enjoy life and take this opportunity to make amends with those that you really love, that are really close to you, that are family, that you care about, because life is too short. And you know, I always say, people bring flowers to your funeral, but not soup when you're sick. And I got that from Oskino and State Property, and that always stuck with me. And so, definitely give him something that acknowledges somebody that embodied falling in love with the game.
How How has, you know, I think that one of the things that really hit all of us in our individual lives, the passing of him, was just like, man, it can happen so fast. It can happen randomly, and it can happen suddenly. And we really need to appreciate the people around us. And I know that day and in the other days, I've been a lot more appreciative of the relationships I have and the love I have, especially with my family. How has the passing of Kobe Bryant changed your perspective and changed your behavior?
Oh, I sent a paragraph message on our Fab Five text chain.
What did it say?
And I made sure to acknowledge to my brothers, Ray, Jimmy, Juwan, and C-Web, that I love them. I'm forever grateful for them. And all families have dysfunction. And anytime that I've been a part of any chaos or foster any energy that doesn't represent the greater good of the family, I sincerely apologize for that.
Wow.
Because along with never meeting my biological father, and I kept putting it off. I had a chance to meet him. I was like, I'm gonna meet him during the season. And I was working in the media. That was the first year I retired and started working for ESPN. I was going back and forth to Bristol for the first time in my life. It was around 250 days that I needed to be there doing NBA Tonight and all of that stuff. And trying to start my second career. And I was like, I'm going to meet him after the season. I'm going to get to Kansas City when it's over. When the season over, I'm going to get down there. And he died during the year. And then I was like, if I have an opportunity to make things right with people that I truly love or care about or mean a lot to me, I'm going to try to do it. So that's one of the things that I did since his passing. The other thing that I've done a better job of this maybe like the last 5 years, but in particular, it's been highlighted since his untimely passing. That I'm not about to let anything stress me out or anybody. Like, I've always been the person that said that, you know, people come into your life for four reasons: to add, subtract, multiply, or divide. So, like, for me, if it's about subtract and divide, I'm all for you. Like, you get like 0% time, energy, emotion, text, whatever. Because we do so many things to believe that we're creating longevity in our life. Like, I want to eat like this. I want to train like that. I want to sleep X amount of hours of the day. You know, I'm going to live till I'm 115. And then all of a sudden, like you just said, at the blink of an eye, at the snap of a finger, we lose 9 people in a helicopter crash. One was, you know, a 41-year-old all-time great individual that spoke multiple languages, that was intelligent, that read books, that could write. Like this dude was a unicorn, man.
I know.
Like,
he won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
This is an Academy Award. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Like,
it's crazy.
His life in that very short time was like a bullet. He's been married, what, 17 or 18 years? Four daughters.
It's
played 20
it's
years
so
in the league.
To think of. You know,
played in the finals every other year.
I think that what's going to happen in the next few days is Jerry West is going to come out and co-sign Kobe Bryant being the new logo of the NBA. I think that's going to happen. I think it's going to take him to start it and to co-sign it, and I think that it could happen. You know, I could really see that happening. And, you know, we've got so much else to talk about, but I just want to say to everyone that's listening is, like, what happened to you, I'm sure happened to me, which is one of those things where it's like, you just got to really reevaluate everything about your life, all the relationships that you have, and just a moment to be like, wow, this could all just disappear so quickly. And tragedies happen with no warning, And, like, you really need to change everything about your behavior and really evaluate everything that you do and appreciate the people around you and what they do for you. Because I've hugged my kids so hard, so hard, so hard since that happened. And it's just been a lot to deal with for the past few days. But, Jay, we got to transition. You know, we got to transition. Because you said before we recorded this is going to be the most important podcast that we've ever done. And there was two reasons for that. What were the two reasons?
Number one was to pay homage to the icon, Kobe Bryant, and his daughter, as well as the other seven passengers on the helicopter. And the other was the total opposite extreme. It's like literally the other side of the country, like the other side of your brain. And it was the Kawhi Leonard video.
The Kawhi Leonard video, if you don't know, there's a video of Kawhi Leonard receiving a lap dance. And the most troubling thing about this, the thing that is most troubling about this video is, I think it was the DJ. Because in the clip, you see a corner of a laptop, which is the Serato. It has the Serato up. So it looks like this is shot from the DJ's perspective. So you're telling me that someone who is employed by a gentleman's club is filming Kawhi Leonard in a New Balance hoodie in the gentleman's club receiving a lap dance. Now, Jalen, I got a text from you like as soon as this came out. But, I mean, just as an OG, tell me what you felt when you saw the video.
So, gather around, boys and girls.
Okay.
You know, and if somebody has never listened to Jalen and Jacoby's podcast, this is a perfect time to turn them on to it. So I'm going to take 3 seconds to allow everybody to call somebody, to text somebody, to forward them, repost this topic on this podcast. This right now is like when we first decided that we were going to try to take a space shuttle to the moon. That's what's about to happen right now. This is monumental, what I'm about to say.
Give it to us.
I want to make sure again, I pay all proper homage to my brother Kobe Bryant.
Of course.
This is a whole different topic. Okay.
We will have plenty of opportunity to celebrate the life of Kobe Bryant.
And two more things I want to say about Kobe real quick.
Okay.
Just because I want to make sure everybody knows we're celebrating him. One, his statue, we did it on Jalen versus everybody. Should be him doing a turnaround fadeaway jumper with the leg out with me guarding him turned in the opposite direction. That should be his statue. And I have that clip, and I was going to post it, but I didn't know if it was appropriate at the time of, you know, right now. So I'm going to post it to give people some more smiles and laughs and, you know, a different way to celebrate the legend and the icon Kobe Bryant. Now, let's talk about the Kawhi Leonard video. First off, let me just tell you something. I don't condone violence, and I'm not saying this in the literal sense. But for the most part, the disc jockey, the individual that filmed that video, should be immediately arrested and put in solitary confinement.
Why is that, Mr. Rose? Why is that?
That person should only be able to come out of the cell for an hour a day. Like serious. And let me give you the layers of violation that took place. No particular order. Let me tell you something that I have not seen anyone acknowledge. As a professional at a lot of things, let me tell you something I respect. There are a few things in my life I respect.
What's that?
That have meant everything to me. That have meant everything to me. Everything.
What's that?
Everything, everything, everything. Of course, it's my family. Of course, it's my friends. Of course, it's my faith. Of course, it's basketball and being a member of the Fab Five and being on this show and my career and my there's so many things I'm so forever grateful for. You know, one of the most grateful things that I have to be thankful for.
What's that?
Is the tens of 50s to hundreds to thousands of times that I have enjoyed myself in adult entertainment establishments.
But you're retired now, just like you're retired from the NBA. You've retired from gentlemen's clubs. But we've heard rumors, and I've heard some stories off wax of your career. And you had a long career in the NBA. I believe you had a much longer career and more celebrated career in the gentlemen's clubs across our great nation.
Yes. Let me tell you something. My number ain't retired anywhere for a multitude of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few gentlemen's clubs my jersey should be hanging up.
Like James Harden.
It should be hanging up. Yes. Yeah. Like, wait. Before James had a beard, okay? This is way before that. Let me tell you the number one violation. This is really important journalistic information, David Jacoby. This is important. Let me tell you the number one violation that took place.
Please do.
The young lady being filmed at her job.
Good point.
That's the number one violation.
Jalen, that's why I come to you for this kind of perspective. You know what I mean? Because you are the right person to discuss this. Because we all focus on Kawhi Leonard. But Kawhi Leonard got clothes on. You know, Kawhi got clothes on. And this young lady doesn't want her face to be seen like that. And that's a great point, Jalen. You know what? That's a really great point. What else you got? What other violations you see?
And let me further elaborate on that violation. And this is why I said somebody should be placed in solitary confinement for that video. It ain't got nothing to do with Kawhi Leonard. She at work. And in her profession, I'm pretty sure she doesn't walk around all day telling people what she does for a living. Because it ain't none of their business. And for all we know, that was the first glimpse of people in her life that sees what she may or may not have wanted them to know that she does for a living. That's the violation.
It's a great point. She could have children.
We don't know her personal situation. Yes. Like, we don't know her personal situation. Mm-mm. We don't know other hobbies or jobs or things that she's trying to get accomplished in her world, her kids or relationship dynamics. Like that's the violation. Like, I can't believe that anybody, and I agree with you. First off, the last person that should be doing that. Like, if I had to do a blame pie of all of the people in the establishment, from security to other dancers to the waitresses to the other patrons, if I had to do a blame pie of the very last person that should have the nerve to be filming somebody in the establishment, is the DJ.
DJs that, like, works there.
You're like an official. You should be seen and not heard.
Yes, yes. And also, look, we are not sure that it's the DJ, but it sure looks like the person that filmed that video was the DJ or knew the DJ and was behind the DJ booth. Come on now.
Correct. Because either way, the DJ clearly sees, if it wasn't them, the person standing next to them filming homeboy and the young lady. And that's the number one violation. So so here's number two. Number two. You're an employee of the establishment? Like, they paid that person to spin records.
Yes.
You remember in Players Club?
That day, that person got paid.
Right. You remember in Players Club when Jamie Foxx was being told, you think you kick Capri? Like, you just here to spin records. Like that's what you're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be filming what's happening. Next. I gotta say something funny. It's only right. Kawhi, that was a weak way to make it rain. Like that right there.
Well, my problem is Kawhi, you might as well have worn your jersey, man. You're the only dude with the New Balance deal. You're the only person in the NBA with a New Balance deal. You know what? And New Balance might be cultural. You know what I mean? So, like, Kawhi, you didn't necessarily, you're not on the low when you got a New Balance hoodie. You might as well have just worn your Clipper jersey in the spot. Because you're wondering if it's Kawhi. Like, I can't really tell if it looks like him, but you can't really tell. And then you're like, Kawhi, like, you can't be in there with a New Balance jersey, my guy. Another thing I think about Kawhi is it's like, and you know, you're not supposed to touch in the strip club, but you know, sometimes some places let you do it anyway, and he got those big old hands. He's getting his money worth.
Hey, here's the thing. Hey, Kawhi, like, your nickname is the Claw Dog. The way that young lady was working, she was earning it. And yes. You got some big hands, dog. And if you're going to be palming the way you palming, you got to throw some more money, dog. Like, you can't be throwing $7.
Your salary is public. Your salary is public, my guy. We all know what you make. You got a max deal. You got $200
million. Hey, dog. And
keep working hard. Why?
But you're not even counting the New Balance money. You probably got another $200 from them.
Like, yeah, New Balance was trending more than he was. We sent you a box of gear, but you're not supposed to wear it to the spot. Come on, Kawhi. Wear it everywhere else except the spot. Kawhi, you can tell Kawhi wasn't planning on ending up there. He wasn't planning on it. He just thought he was going to dinner or something, and he was just walking by a place or something. Because, like, the New Balance, you know, that's imagine if you weren't retired, you would not be in the spot with a Jalen Rose Leadership Academy Jaguar sweatshirt on. You know, you just wouldn't. You wouldn't. You wouldn't do that. You say, I'm sorry, no. I cannot do this.
Hey,
come on, Kawhi.
You know what?
Go check that.
After further review, I looked a little closer at his video. First off, again, he only threw $7. Like, you got to get your weight up, Kawhi. You know, the other thing, if you zoom in close, I think it might be a basketball next to him. He just came from the gym.
Jalen.
He had his workout hoodie on. He just got out of the spa and the steam.
Yeah, he did just get it. He just put up some shots. Put up some shots.
He took an Uber from the gym.
He did. Also, like, with all the load management stuff, like, come on, Kawhi. The jokes just write themselves here. Oh, I don't do back-to-backs, load management. Come on, Kawhi. Come on, Kawhi.
And I gotta say one more thing. And the great, my brother, Luke Skywalker, rolling over in his grave when he see that video. Because here's the thing. It happened in Miami. That's where
I am right
now. Jacoby, you know, I've done a list on this show years ago of the best cities that contain the best strip clubs. You remember, Miami was really high on that list.
I think it was second.
Behind Atlanta. So for it to happen in Miami really just devastated. It's one thing if it happened in Oklahoma City. No shots at them, but I've been there, and I've been to the strip clubs in Oklahoma City, so I can say that. There's a difference, if you don't know, between being in Miami in a strip club in Oklahoma City. I promise you that it is. To the great people of Oklahoma, if you haven't tried it, try it. You'll agree with me. No shots or shade. It happened in Miami, a mecca.
Hey, Kawhi, you just got to throw more money than that, too. It's a great point by you. Like, he made it, it was misting. It wasn't even drizzling. It wasn't even a light drizzle. It was misting. He didn't make
it rain.
$7. It was like a mist. It was a little mist.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. you make the kind of money you make, and I dance for you the way she was dancing for him, and you give me $7, like, I'm just going to leave.
But those big hands, it should cost double. We got to move on, Jalen Rose. We got to move on. We got to move on before we get fired, before we give away too much. Because this is, I don't know if you know, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl in a second, but Jalen, the staff of Jalen and Jacoby knows that you want your birthday to be recognized. Like, I'm the type, I wouldn't mind if I woke up and no one at work even knew it was my birthday. That's just the type of person I am. But you, we are very alike in a lot of ways. We're very different in a lot of ways. This is a way that we're very different. What do you got to say? What do you got to interrupt me for?
I got to modify my birthday celebrations.
What's that?
And like I told you, Jacoby, I'm black. We celebrate our birthdays for 30 days. And the actual birthday is irrelevant. Like, my birthday is January 30th. It don't matter. It might as well be February 19th. Like, it don't even matter.
A lot of people will be listening to this show on your birthday. And in celebration of your birthday and your life, we asked some people to give you some shouts. So let's listen to the very first person that wants to recognize the great man that is Jalen Rose on his 47th birthday.
Hi, Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it's your wife, Molly, calling to wish you a happy birthday. I cannot believe I've been knowing you now almost 13 years. You truly become a better man every year. I couldn't be more proud of you. I'm so grateful. You're my husband. You are my rock. Thank you for making me a better person, and I hope all your birthday wishes come true. Now, one request. What is one thing you're going to do this year that you have never done before? Bye.
Great question from Molly Karen Rose. What is one thing you're going to do this year that you've never done before?
My wife is the best. Like, she actually knows my name. Like, for all of the guys out there, here's what you do. Try to find somebody that when people see y'all together, they say, how did he get with her?
Yes. I'm in that boat.
How did he get with her?
I'm in that boat. I'm in that boat.
Right. How did he get with her? Like, whatever he must really spit some game. How did he get with her?
What's one thing you're going to do this year that you've never done before?
So, the one thing I'm going to do this year that I've never done before, I'm done low managing. I'm done low managing. I'm done.
Let's move on. Go to the next one.
You
already got fired with the Kawhi thing. You already got fired with the Kawhi
I'm serious.
Thing.
No, let me I'm going to answer your question. I'm done low managing. And
okay.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to have... I kind of said to myself, it's probably going to take me... And clearly, this is not my final call. I clearly got to get the buy-in of my lovely wife.
You think?
She's the boss. But if it was up to me, I think I want to have like about 3-4 more kids.
What?
And yeah, that's what I've been thinking.
You got to start with one. You got to start with one. To get to 4, you got to start with
Correct.
One.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
That's number one.
So to answer your question, something I'm going to do that I haven't done is not load manage.
I like it. You know what? When we do your birthday special next year, I want one on the way. That's what I want. Should be your goal.
Okay.
That should be your goal. I want one on the way by the time we do your birthday special next year. Moving on, we got some other people that want to give you a shout. Next is someone who's rather new to the show here in our lives, but has had a great impact. Let's listen to who wants to give you a shout next.
Jalen, what up, man? This little bro, the Swagoo, just calling to wish you a happy birthday, big homie. Appreciate everything that you've done this year for me, man. Giving me the game, continuing to promote the little homie, the little big homie. Means the world to me to have your relationship and your friendship, brother, as always. And I got a question, though. What do you buy a rich son of a gun for his birthday? I don't know how to, like the way my bank account set up, I don't know if I can buy you a gift that, anybody else would be able to give you. Because you're in that rich circle of friends I'm trying to get to. Hi, bro. Happy birthday, man. Talk to you soon. See you soon. One love.
No, I struggle with this, too. I struggle with this. What do you buy a rich dude for their birthday? What do I get you? A pair
Marcus,
of Pumas?
Man.
You got all the Pumas.
Big shout out to Marcus Spears for calling in. Appreciate the love. A lot of people may or may not know his wife, terrific basketball player, also a Michigander.
Oh,
and so
I didn't know that.
Yep. So, yeah, that's my guy. I just saw him in Indianapolis this summer when we were both there watching our daughters play in the Nationals for volleyball. So that's my guy.
Marcus is, you know what? Marcus is too big for our show. That's what happened is we put him on early on when he was starting to blow up. And then he came on the show talking about, oh, I love this show so much. It's such an honor to be here. Now, we asked him to come on the show. He's too busy. He's doing First Take. Can't come on the show.
He had the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Not returning texts. Come on, Marcus. He blew up. He graduated past us. But we always give the people what they want.
So if somebody wanted to support me for my birthday and get me a gift to answer Marcus' question.
Oh, I'd love to hear this.
Here's two ways you can't go wrong. Number one, support JRLA.
Good
your
point.
Your time, your energy.
Ooh, I like that.
Your money.
I like that.
Whether it's resources, are you a retired teacher? Are you a tutor? Any support is welcomed. I have a stack of thank you letters that I'm about to go sign when I get done with this show. And whether the people have donated $1 or $1 million, they get the exact same thank you letter. The exact same one. Because I treat it like I'm so very grateful. And we're a tuition-free, open enrollment public charter high school.
That's a great answer, Jalen. That's a great answer. And then go to JRLA Detroit for that.
Here's the second thing. Here's the second thing. If you wanted to do something personal, you can't go wrong with anything affiliated with Detroit.
Okay.
You can't go wrong. Any book, anything that's notable, Kronk boxing.
I got you the 313 sweater.
Lions,
you rocked
Tigers,
that one. Remember the 313 sweater I got you? That was a good one. That was a good one I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I rocked that. I'm going to have to get another one of those now that I think about it. That was dope. It was a Carhartt.
So, Jay, we got to keep moving because a lot of people wanted to give you a shout. Next, we go from a budding media star to an established media superstar. Let's listen to the next voicemail.
Jalen Rose, you old ass. Happy birthday, my man. You're getting older. You're getting bigger. I've noticed. But it's all right. Got a beautiful wife, beautiful life. You chilling. I'm kind of jealous of you, my man. Happy birthday, old man. Welcome to the club. You're getting older. You're getting up there. But it's all right as long as you monitor the waistline.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Why are you coming after your weight like that? If you don't know, you should know that was Stephen A. Smith. Jay, why is he coming after you like that?
Because he's built now like I used to be. You know, so he's kind of conscious of that. And that's my guy. Shout out to Stephen A. For those that don't know, he had a program called Quite Frankly that came on in like 2006. And I was one of his first guests. Allen Iverson, I was playing for the Knicks. I came on the show. He had me on. It was all love. We've been homies since then. I'm happy and proud to call him a brother. It's great to see how he's grown and become his version of a multimedia conglomerate. And to watch the rise from, there was a period, for those that don't know, where he was not at ESPN. And I'll give you a seminal moment. Because we get the people what they want on this show, that was a lead domino to bringing him back. You want to know what that is?
He was off ESPN television. He was on ESPN radio in New York during a period after, Quite Frankly.
That was the time when I was on First Take and I talked to Skip about his high school statistics. If you look at that clip, remember, Stephen A. wasn't even on the show.
No.
Skip was on the show and they brought different people in to debate. Like, yep. I used to go on First Take when it was Cold Pizza in New York City. And so, as things continued to progress, and I had that debate with Skip, I won. That, you know, that's another ring for me in the industry. Like, like we say to people that come on our show, they got certain rings for stuff. Like, Fab yep. Five, I got a ring. You know, debating Skip as a former athlete and Stephen A., who both consider two of the better people at what we do, that helped me elevate as a former player doing this job. So,
good point.
That helped. That led to them feeling like we need to have somebody consistently on to debate Skip. Because we bring on people like Jalen Rose, we don't know what he might say. You know, it's supposed to be more like sparring. I came with the haymakers.
Yeah, it was like, it always happens. When you start slap boxing and it turns into boxing. Jalen Rose, we have someone else who's very important to both of our lives and to this program who wants to give you a shout.
Jalen, it's your old pal Bill Simmons. We used to work together way back when, in the 2010s. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday, and I wanted to congratulate you, because since I've known you, you've somehow lost 25 pounds and gained more hair and more facial hair. And I don't know how you did it. I honestly don't. It's incredible. It's been incredible to watch. It looks fantastic in HD. You've never looked better. Keep it going. I love you, my brother.
Oh man, he paint a picture better than anybody in the game, man.
Yep. The boy, he loved it so hard.
Cause I love the way he articulated that. Like that shout to Bill Simmons. Like, everybody knows that that's our brother. I love him very much. And I'm forever grateful for all of the things that he's done for me in the multimedia space. As I talked about sitting in a chair and debating against Skip and debating against Stephen A., one thing that people didn't realize was bubbling underneath the surface was a little podcast called The Rose Report. And before you know it, it became Jalen and Jacoby. And I remember sitting in an office with Bill and with you and us talking about the idea of us doing this show. And for us to commit to doing it, and it wasn't in our contracts, but more importantly, for him to just let us cook. That's the one thing that people shouldn't sleep on about this show. The first 3-4 years, how many guests did we have, Jacoby?
Zero. We never had guests. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever.
Tell the people why we didn't have guests.
Don't need guests. You can't have a guest-based show. You know what? If you're going to get Jalen Jacoby, you're going to be consistent. You have a guest-based show, it goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. People skip episodes because they're not interested in the guest. If you click on Jalen Jacoby, you know what you're going to get. Consistent Jalen and Jacoby giving you a dope pot to step to. That was our philosophy.
And for those that, like, hope to work in this industry or work in this industry, do you realize the rub that we had as a show for doing that? Like, there are so many emails that ultimately got to Bill, and he found a way to allow us to continue to do what we do and not mm-hmm. change and not be muzzled. He protected us. And he gave us a platform that now we look up 9 years later, we embody the culture as well as any podcast in the industry. And I'm forever grateful for him. And I appreciate the birthday wishes. That's my brother. I can't wait to spend time with him.
Well, Jalen, we're running out of time. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl after this, but we have one final voicemail, the most important one that we have. And this person, oh. reached out to me because they wanted to leave a birthday voicemail for you on this program. They reached out. I had to reach out to those other people. This person reached out to me because they wanted to be on Wax celebrating your life and your birthday.
Wow.
Run the most important and the final voicemail shout that we have for Jalen Rose.
Hey, Jay Rose, it's your ma. I'm calling on behalf of the Hicks Rose family. We wanted to let you know that we appreciate you, wish you a happy birthday. We love you, and we're very proud of you. Try to enjoy your day as best you can. This little right thing called life is very precious, and we need to keep each other close. We love you, J. Rose.
Bye-bye. Jalen, who is that?
Wow, that's my rock, my queen, my mother, Jeannie Rose, who, as a single parent, it's a unique juggling act, raising boys in particular, and one like me whose father was a professional athlete that I never knew. And there were times where we didn't have heat in the house and I was boiling water to wash up and, you know, all of the things that just come with poverty. But one thing I always did, I said, Ma, I'm making it to the league. I'm getting to the league.
Mm.
For sure. I promise you. I'm when you see her, ask her. 5 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old. Like, I don't know what everybody else thinking, but I'm going to the league. For sure. Like, I'm gonna take care of business in school and, like, whatever, but I'm in the league right now. I ain't getting paid to do it, in my mind. And she always fed that. She was flames for it. Flames for it. She was like, you are. You are. You will.
I'd love to hear it.
It wasn't like, well, you got to find something else to do in case it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
Like, she never told me that. Not once. Never.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Never. Never.
Molly came up to me in the office and she was like, look, Jeannie wants to leave a voicemail. She's like, we gotta get Jeannie on the show. Jeannie wants to leave
That's
a voicemail.
Love.
I didn't have to reach out to her. She called my phone
That's
a bunch
love.
Of times, called back to make sure it was good. Oh, man, big shout
That's
to Jeannie
love.
Rose. You got a
and
great
Jacoby.
Mom. I see
How
where some of your
this?
Kindness comes from.
And I get my toughness and perseverance from my mother.
Mm.
It's amazing how, like, certain traits play out in human beings. And another thing, how about the fact she just tackled those 7 rounds of cancer like Lawrence Taylor doing to a quarterback? Like, she handled that. She handled that. And so very fortunate in that she didn't lose her appetite. She didn't lose her hair. She didn't lose her zest for life. I'm so blessed and I'm so fortunate that I have the most amazing mom ever. And lastly, she created a name, dog. Like, she created a name. She an innovator. She combined my uncle's name and my father's name, and now people are naming their kids Jalen. I'm sitting doing the draft and people in the league named Jalen. I look at the top high school players, and it's everywhere. I'm walking down the street every day of my life, Jacoby, and I'm either meeting somebody named Jalen or meeting somebody that knows somebody named Jalen. You know this. You're with me every day.
I've seen it time and time again. It's crazy. Jalen, we only have so much time left. We got to talk about the Super Bowl. Before we get to sort of your pick and all of that football stuff, you're down in Miami right now. What's the vibe like? What's the streets like? Are you out of the clubs? Tell me what's going on in Miami right now leading up to the Super Bowl.
So the number one thing that I want people to pay attention to, when you look at the logo for this year's Super Bowl, the Roman numerals, when you look deeper into that, it says live. That's what it says.
Also the name of a popular nightclub in Miami.
Yeah. Yes. Those Roman numerals say live. And the reason why I bring that up is this ain't the week for players to be there. You can be there the whole offseason. You got your rest of your life to celebrate.
Come on, Wednesday
but
night,
you
Jay?
Can't be that guy.
Wednesday night?
Huh?
Thursday night? Wednesday night? Thursday night?
No.
Come on, just get it out your system.
It's 1 week.
Get it out your system.
No,
Thursday
it's one
night.
Week of your life. No, no, no. Don't do it. Please don't do it. And so the vibe is amazing. The atmosphere is terrific. If I had to say one place that I felt major events, in particular the Super Bowl, should be every year and had to, like, pick just one place, Miami would be the choice. It's not as spread out as L.A. It happens on East Coast time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many reasons for it to be here. It can take the crowd and absorb it like it's no big thing because it always has special events and things happening of that nature. So the vibe is amazing. And as soon as I'm finished with this program, Jacoby, you appreciate this. I want to get a pina colada.
Get a pina
Double
colada.
Rum.
Jalen likes rum. Fruity drinks. Jalen likes sweet drinks. Like he's not drinking, you know, bourbon on the rocks. You know what I mean? He likes a daiquiri, a lemon drop shot. You know, like you need drinks that come with like 300 calories a piece. Those are the type of drinks that Jalen Rose likes. So, Jalen, one thing about this Super Bowl in particular is it's really a pick 'em game. Like, I could see either team winning by 3 scores, as I've said before. But, Jalen, as we get closer, I'm going to tell you who I think is going to win. I think.
How many times? Go ahead.
I think the San Francisco 49ers are going to win. And I think they're going to win pretty big. I think that rushing attack against the run defense of the Chiefs is going to be the difference. Mozart's going to be composing and orchestrating some sweet music to the tune of about 170 yards. And I don't think they stop Mahomes, but they limit Mahomes and the Chiefs offense with their defense and their pass rush. I have the San Francisco 49ers winning the Super Bowl by over 7 points.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I do, too.
Oh, really?
But I do, too.
Really?
Yeah, because for me, the best unit from beginning to end, the best units in football all year, just as a fan. Like, yeah, we do this job for a living, but I watch. There can't be a person that watches more football than I do. There can't be, because I'm watching the same games. Okay, let me tell you something. The best units I saw in football all season were the Ravens offense,
yep,
the Chiefs offense, and the 49ers defense.
Mm-hmm.
We got two of them in the Super Bowl. The thing that people sleep on about the 49ers is they got an explosive offense. For some reason, people don't talk about it.
No. Like,
yeah, they got Kelce. They got Kittle. They also
they don't have Mahomes-like highlights. They don't have Lamar Jackson-like highlights, but they got yards, especially yards on the ground. Like, you know, with a great defense, and if you can get yourself 5 yards a carry, like, you can chew up clock. You can do a lot of things. This is going to be one of those, like, oh, that's right. Defense and running game is really what's going to win you a championship in the NFL.
And also, on their offense, and before I say something about their defense, Emmanuel Sanders can go across the middle, can go deep, can run all of the routes. Deebo in special teams and the same thing as a deep threat.
Like, yep.
You got a wide receiver named Deebo. I love that so much. And the running game that you and I have been talking about all year, I said to you, and people that have been listening to this show, I had a couple of people, I actually had somebody come up to me yesterday and was talking to me in Miami that loves our show about earlier in the season when we were talking about how the Ravens and the 49ers ran old school style offenses because they were run heavy.
Run first, yeah.
Versus pass heavy. And that comes from their head coach, Shanahan, who, by the way, you see last week, well, in their previous win, how he learned his lesson so much from not running the football in the Super Bowl against the Patriots.
Yeah, I'm not throwing
the
football.
Are we running the ball? Mozart got 200 plus yards. Oh, Jimmy G, eight passes.
Here you go.
Like, he learned from that.
Yep.
So to me, they can play both styles. Let me say something defensively. When I'm watching the game, it seemed like Bosa know the snap count.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like he know the snap count. Like, he moving before everybody else is. I was like, oh, he just faster and stronger than everybody. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
And he's going to be in Patrick Mahomes' face constantly. Their front four, D4, they gonna give him problems. And I know that everybody's ready to crown Mahomes the greatest to ever do it before he even win the Super Bowl. It didn't win MVP this year, but I do love Mahomes, and I agree with his greatness, no doubt about it. I'm with you, my brother. Taking the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, I want to say one thing before we go. Thank you so much for coming in on your day off. Not just you, Jalen Rose, but everybody on the staff in Los Angeles. Really appreciate you guys. You know what I mean? We didn't have to do this pod, but we say we give the people what they want, so we had to give the people a Kobe remembrance and a Super Bowl preview. And we need to celebrate Jalen Rose on his birthday. One thing about Jalen Rose, he likes to be celebrated. I want to thank everybody for calling in and giving Jalen shouts. And enjoy the Super Bowl. We will be back on Monday to recap the Super Bowl, and we will be remembering the great Kobe Bryant for months and years to come on this show. Jalen, happy birthday, my man. I love you very, very much.
That's mutual, my brother. I love you, too. We're not done. We're not done. Got to give the people.